Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kurt Wilson's with us. And Jason's got an audio clip from Daily Mail. And it's 2 minutes. And it is about, and the article says it's this Georgia woman named Stacy. She's claiming to be a 15-year veteran of the force. That would be the police force. And so this cop videos herself whining at the drive-thru at McDonald's. And during this video, which you'll hear as an audio, she says, please give us, meaning cops, a break. If you see an officer, just say thank you. So as a result of this, you might want to, if you're ever in Georgia, and if you need a cop, you might want to request her assistance. Jason, would you please play this audio?
I decided to come to the McDonald's at Love's on the Ford Avenue exit, and I waited in line to get my food. I had already done my mobile order so that, you know, people don't pay for my stuff because I just always like to pay for it myself. But I'm on my way home from work. When I pull up to the window, they hand me my receipt, so I go to the second window to get my food. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And so the girl comes to the window and asks me what my order was. I repeat my order and my coffee order. And they asked me to pull up because my food's not ready. It's an English muffin meal with a hash brown and coffee. And, I mean, I hadn't eaten since probably about... I mean, I've been up for a very long time, but I haven't eaten in a while, so I was kind of hungry. And I'm still waiting. And I'm still waiting. And they asked me to pull up. So I pull up forward, and a girl comes out with my coffee and just the coffee. And she hands it to me, and I have my window down. And that's all she hands me is the coffee. So I told her, I said, don't bother with the food, because right now I'm too nervous to take it. It doesn't matter how many hours I've been up. It doesn't matter what I've done for anyone. Right now I'm too nervous to take a meal from McDonald's. Because I can't see it being made. I don't know what's going on with people nowadays. But please, just give us a break. Please, just give us a break. I don't know how much more I can take. I've been in this for 15 years, and I've never, ever had such anxiety about waiting for McDonald's drive-thru food. So just have a heart, and if you see an officer, just tell them thank you. Because I don't hear thank you enough anymore.
So that was the audio of the video that was on Daily Mail. And there is a alleged police officer, allegedly 15 years on the force, melting down because her food wasn't ready at McDonald's. Now, how many times have... you gone to a food joint, you know, through a drive-thru, and they said, tell you what, we're making it. Just pull over there, and we'll bring it out to you. Well, instead of just bringing it out to them, they brought out what they had ready first. And then the rest of it was coming. But that wasn't good enough. We had to melt down. So if you are in Georgia, and if you want you know, to get that kind of person to respond to your need, just ask for Stacy. I can't believe it. Kurt, any comments?
Look, right now, I wouldn't want to be a cop in the United States for anything, because you're not going to win. There are lots and lots of stories coming out. You'll see the mainstream media crap that you'll find all over the internet, and then you start delving down into these Reddits, these subreddits, and these threads on the internet where people go to talk about real life, or you go to some place called 4chan. I mean, this is the real stuff, okay? And you will find these creatures out there who brag about how they hocked a loogie into the cop's coffee, or put a dead goldfish inside of a sandwich, or did all kinds of stuff. I stopped reading. One, my son sent me to this area. You can't just go there. You have to have security. I have 5 different security systems on my computer when I go there. And I look at this stuff and I see all this crap. And it's like the anxiety that law enforcement is suffering from right now is going to backfire hard. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Every day, you know, we have a store in Hayden, Idaho. It's called Survival Enterprises. You can find us online, Survival Enterprises. And I sell a type of CBD that I design. And usually we get these millennials that come in and say, well, I have anxiety. And so I, you know, sell them some CBD oil for that because it helps with that. I'm getting law enforcement, probation department, sheriff's department coming in. And they don't want to take the drugs. The police department's more than happy to send them out to a shrink who'll give them Prozac or some other crap. But they don't want to take any of that stuff. So they'll come in and they get CBD and then they'll go on. This is getting ridiculous. And my whole show last week was on teaching people how to recognize these creatures as they come into their area. And I'm going to tell your audience the same as I told mine. Everybody's got a gun collection, all right? Everybody has, you know, like I got 14 rifles, 12 shotguns, and 18 pistols. Find one that you like. Find one that you're comfortable with, that you can really use, and oil it, wipe it down, and load it, because you're going to need it. I don't give a damn where you are. You're going to need it. I don't know. I can get off on this stuff, but you wanted,
Kurt,
you
how
wanted
about,
to
ask. How about this? How about this old saying? Fear the man who has just one gun, because he knows how to use it.
Because he knows how to use it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who have a lot of guns. Rifle, pistols, shotgun, revolvers. And, you know, they have different safeties. Some are left, some are right, some are ambidextrous, some have hammers, some are hammerless. The different slide releases. There are a lot of different mechanisms. So if you've got to remember a whole bunch of them, it's difficult. But the guy who's got one, he knows where the safety is. He knows where the trigger is. He knows how the sights work, and he knows how to use it.
Yep.
So that's what that's all about.
If you ask me about what's going on financially with our company,
I don't necessarily mean, you know, private information. But what I'm talking about is, generally speaking, what is happening in the world of people like you and me?
Okay, so the big tech companies are monitoring and correcting all of us conservatives, deleting stuff, not allowing posting. They're very careful how they allow things to be posted so that people don't get to see what really is going on. They only get to see their idea of reality. That's not shutting down conservatives fast enough. Now, my company, we've been in business 35 years, and we've been attacked by every single agency. Pick an agency, and it's attacked us. It's because, number one, I got a radio show and a big mouth. And number two, I was the founder of the Stanislaus County Militia. We had almost 3,000 members. So I'm not a lightweight in this area. Well, they've not won. in 35 years. They've not won. They fail every single time. So they just, the deep state, which is, remember, two parts. There's conservatives, there's communists. So the communists discovered the back door to shutting down conservative businesses. It's called a financial institution. 2 years ago, we started my store. We started to have problems running credit cards. And it started to get to the point where the people's cards were being declined and declined and declined, and then people would get upset. Finally, one day they canceled my ability to take credit cards. And I asked my bank representative, I said, what the hell's going on? He goes, I don't know. They won't tell me. They just say, we can't take these credit cards anymore. So we went to another bank, and we got set up after a few months. They canceled us. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Now, if you're a crook and you're laundering money, then they will put you on what's called a match list. And if you are on that match list, then nobody will take your credit cards. Nobody will allow you to take credit cards. So we're not on the match list. And then finally, we took Square, right? Square Up, a little thing it's idiot-proof. And we're taking Square, and my birthday was December 10th. On December 10th, I'm swiping a card from a customer buying in my store, and the machine shuts down. That is not a coincidence. I don't care what anyone says. It shuts down. And my wife calls Square, and they say, I'm sorry, we can no longer talk to you because you don't have an account with us. I go, wait a minute, we have an account. Not anymore. So they shut us down. We could not take credit cards. I got a big website. I saw all kinds of stuff. And that now we can only take checks over the, we can take checks over the phone. We're authorized to do that. But that puts a time lag on you getting your product. So we have been trying since December of last year to get somebody to sign us up to take credit cards. My wife has broke her butt trying to get this done. And she has applied to 8 different companies. And these companies are what's called high-risk companies. We don't know what the hell for, but nobody else will talk to us. And these high-risk companies require that we run over $50,000 a month through their credit card service. We don't do that. We do maybe $20,000 to $25,000. We're not a big company. So half of them won't sign us up. The other half want to charge us $100 to $500 a month just to have the service, and then 6% of every charge that we get. So we're not alone. There's a bunch of different places. I've talked to a dozen other conservative businesses in the state of Idaho that are doing it, and they're suffering the same thing. And we have no idea how or why. We have no idea. There's no verifiable proof that it's even happening. It's just that we're almost out of business. So this is what's happening to me, and this is what's happening to conservatives all throughout the United States.
Yeah, and the way it manifests for us is we get knocked off the air. You know, we're broadcasting. I've got a screen that shows the connectivity, and all of a sudden, you know, blue bars, blue bars, blue bars, blue bars, like every second or so, and all of a sudden it goes red, and I'm off the air. It happens all the time. Well, not all the time, you know, every couple of weeks.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Class, I get knocked off the air so much that I finally figured out, and I'll give you the secret number. If you have CenturyLink communications, if you get knocked off, this is the number for their loyalty department. And what I do is every time I get knocked off the internet, I call them up and I demand $50 credit. And I get it. We haven't paid our phone bill in months because, seriously, 1 month we got over a $200 credit because they've knocked me off the air so many times. So here's the number. They don't want you to know this. So here it is. Now, only use this if you have a bona fide reason. Okay, don't waste this number. Don't waste this. 866-270-7498. 866-270-7498. That is the number to the loyalty department. That bypasses all the questions that you get, like what's your last four of your social security number and what are you calling about and all the automated responses. That's the one. But it only works for a Century Link, okay? And only use it if you have a bona fide claim. And that's all I use it for. Kurt, so we have been hammered. A number of our instructors have said, geez, you know, their views are down on their, on the internet. The monetization is down or it's been shut down. What they put on the internet has been changed. I even stopped posting on my website, usaprepares.com. And the reason is I would get beat up every day. Here we are volunteering, sharing information, and then we get beat up every single day. And then on the YouTube videos that Ron Gibson would put up, you know, this broadcast is going to be on Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube, we would get hammered. We would be trashed. My wife, my parents, our boys, we'd all be trashed. And my wife has nothing to do with the broadcast, other than answering the phone when I'm not here sometimes. You know, she'll take messages for me. Other than that, she's not on the air with me.
Understand, it's got nothing to do with you or me. It has to do with the contractors that are hired to be trolls. These aren't real people.
I understand that. And I would like to, you know, have a chat with them one day. And I'm thinking about bringing my buddy Lucille with me.
Yeah. You're going to bring Guido, huh?
Well, Lucille, if you've seen The Walking Dead, Lucille is, you know, this really bad actor in the video or the series. His name is Negan, and he teaches people quickly. You know, he doesn't waste a lot of time. He'll go up to a group of people and explain the way it's going to be and how he's going to take half of whatever they've got. And if they don't seem to get it right away, he calls Lucille. And Lucille is this baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. And so he has a chat with him, and usually blood everywhere. And usually it takes just one or two people meeting Lucille to get the message across to the whole gang.
Well,
we're at the point where there's why would anybody accept a job as a thug like that, you know, with immunity and impunity? Why would anybody accept a job like that? Yeah.
Okay. Now I have a chat room, and I have the ability to backtrack IP addresses. So when somebody comes in there and starts their crap, I can find out, and then I have other ways to do this also. We were having all kinds of different people come into the chat room. I mean, I would have 100 people or more in the chat room during my show. And there's always at least one in there that was saying all kinds of stuff, insulting people, just doing all kinds of crap. And I tracked them back, two of them, I tracked back to a building in, Orange County. This is a building that has no windows in it. You can see it on Google Maps. So I tracked it back, and it's in that building. So I called a friend of mine who actually lives about a mile from there. I said, go to that building. Tell me what goes in there. And he went to that building, and he talked to the security guard up front, just nonchalantly, and the security guard said, oh, this is a call room. We handle telephone calls for different congressmen and different, you know, government agencies. It's no big deal, you know. He offered him a job. Hmm. He said he could make $20 an hour just sitting on his ass making phone calls.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding...
But, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least 24 shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us in California. The officials there have announced the removal of Christopher Columbus statue from the state capitol, saying it's the image of the deeply polarizing historical figure, and it's out of place today. Well, I've got a comment. I'd love to hear Kurt Wilson's thoughts on this as well. So Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner, founding father. George Washington owned slaves, too. Christopher Columbus committed atrocities against American Indians. However, no one did what Christopher Columbus did. I mean, he sailed thousands of miles and not seeing land for months. It must have been terrifying. So from that perspective, this guy absolutely was a hero, a one-of-a-kind hero. Absolutely. Nerves of steel. Now, did he commit atrocities? Yes, he did. But that's history. Okay? The good and the bad is history. So if we are removing, not we, if they are removing statues and monuments, you know, to people like Christopher Columbus and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and other men of history like that. If we're going to do that, then don't you think we should remove, oh, let's say the Washington Monument, 555 and a half feet tall, maybe Abraham Lincoln's monument at the Capitol, and maybe, well, if we're going to do all that, then maybe we should rename Washington, D.C. to something else. Yeah, I don't know, like Britney Spearsville. Because Washington, D.C. is named after George Washington, and the District of Columbia would be Christopher Columbus. Now, of course, I'm just using a little bit of humor here, but this whole thing is nuts.
No, you're not.
Statues.
You're not using humor. You're reading from CNN's playbook. Because they actually came out with an article that said, okay, this is what has to change in America for racism to be eradicated. So the code word for American is racism, is racist. See, that's how they work this out. Actually, District of Columbia wasn't named after Christopher Columbus. It was picked out of the hat because they had to create this foreign nation to rule America, and that's what Washington, D.C. is. The District of Columbia was named from a Central American country. It's hogwash. It's not, another story, another time. Anyway, they want to, all communist takeovers have to do one thing. They have to eradicate all history. So yes, they're taking down all these statues. Now, it's a double-edged sword, because on one side of the sword, they're taking down all these statues of Democrats. Those are all Democrats. The Robert E. Lee and the Confederate people. On the other hand, they're not just taking down them, they're taking down everything. In New Mexico, they wanted to remove a statue of a famous Spaniard. It had nothing to do with Columbus. So they have to eradicate all history. This is the standard operating procedure for all communist takeovers every place on earth. They eradicate the history so that our children will not know the truth. And as the saying goes, history is written by the winners. So that's what they're doing. They're rewriting history. They're rewriting everything that has to do with sanity.
So Kurt Wilson, since this is USA Preparers, what do we do? What do we, the villagers, who just want to live in peace, who just want to do what we do to earn a living, be productive, be honest, have integrity, what do people like us do? Do we just keep our heads down and prepare, and because we're too insignificant to make a difference? What do we do? Just protect our families, get the supplies that we need. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're just preparing to go through this without being on the front lines.
There is no go through it. There is no front lines. This is this is how communists work. They infiltrate every section of your society. Your schools are already infiltrated. They're already being taught communist viewpoints and globalism. So you can go way up in the mountains somewhere and live up there, but you're going to find out that when you come down to buy something, you don't have the mark of the beast. You're not going to be able to purchase. You'll have no funds. No, we don't take cash anymore. Don't you have your EBT card? It's the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance. It's a pain in the ass, but we have to do it. We're going to have to stand and say no. And this is what they have been working on for over 100 years, is to eradicate the ability, willingness, and the training in America for children to grow up, to be able to stand up and say no. You know, this is they've been working on this for over 100 years. So we've lost five generations of Americans to the propaganda. They're very slow. They're very methodical. And you can find this out by simply going out in the street and talking to people. You will find people who have no convictions. They believe everything they're told, and they are pure sheeple. You can hide for a while, but it is going to come at you. The best thing to do is to stand and say no. And that standing and saying no, you're going to end up having to fight your neighbor. You're going to end up having to fight your family, friends, because they've fallen for the propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've lost friends over this. I really have. Saying no. For example, one thing that I absolutely refuse to back down from is the homosexual agenda. I think it's absolutely perverted and wrong. And some people are saying, well, yeah, it's just different. You know, it's not right or wrong, it's just different. I think it's perverted. I think it's vulgar. I think it's wrong. And I won't allow homos in our home. And I take a stand on it. But I have lost friends over that. Literally. Because they think, well, you know, that's really being quite prejudiced.
Okay. No, it's part of the plan.
So
that's part of the plan. Every facet of what makes a man or a woman a real soul has to be destroyed. This sexual perversion, it's a psychiatric problem. It really is. It's a mental aberration, and the more you promote it and spread it and teach it, like they're teaching it in our public schools, starting at kindergarten, the more people are going to accept it. Conservatism is, unfortunately, it's like water. Water takes the path of least resistance. So does communism. Conservatism doesn't. You have to fight to be a conservative. You have to. Anybody can be a communist. Just relax your guard and there, you're done. Believe everything you're told, it's done. Violate all of common sense, violate reality, violate truth, violate facts, and boom, you're a commie. And my wife goes to visit her family. She has eight people in her family every year, and I refuse to go because out of the eight people, six of them are communists.
Her son was talking with a young gal, and she had mechanical problems with things, and she would say to her son, what do I do? And he'd tell her how to fix it. And then she'd have another problem, and he'd tell her how to fix it. And eventually she said to him, is there anything you don't know how to fix? And he said, yeah, I don't know how to work well with homos.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm paraphrasing, but I mean,
I was a counselor in Hollywood for a couple of years, and I actually, I counseled sexual perverts. And every single one of them, I don't care what they say, they're not gay. It's the opposite of that. Every single one of them has other mental problems and are very sad people. They know that something innately is wrong, no matter how many of their peers acknowledge that, you want to have sex with a goat? Well, that's okay. That's your right. It says so in the Constitution. And so just go ahead and do what you want to do. They're not happy people. They are disease-ridden, male and females. This is until 1968, by the way, homosexuality was a known mental problem. And psychiatrists were trained on how to help people go through it. And then everything changed. And the APA, American Psychiatric Association, changed it to being from a mental aberration, a mental problem, to a choice. They actually said it's a choice. You can choose. to do that. But I don't know. Everything that
so can you
knew,
can you unchoose it? Can you unchoose
it? Yes, you can. You can. The choice. The problem is, in the beginning, when I say beginning, I'm talking about the psychiatric institutions were trained to help people during the from 1900 up to 1950 or 60. And basically, what you would do is you would find the moment where they have to be trained, and it's always based on drugs and pain and sex. And they would be trained. You can untrain that, but now it's trained. It's taught in school, and they do it in an insidious manner. They start small. They're saying, "Look, here, let's read this book today. John has two fathers, and tomorrow we'll read Mary has two mothers." So they desensitize against the psychosis, and then they start promoting the psychosis more and more and more. They do it in small gradient steps, and before you know it, you've got a class of 13-year-old lesbians. I've seen this. I actually taught at Bishop Nogal Girls Catholic High School in Sacramento, and I could not believe it. When I was there, was like 28 females in there, and 20 of them identified as lesbian. This is the school system.
Do you think there's a correlation with tattoos and homosexuality? Do you think there's a link there?
No, but there is a link to something else.
Okay. Can you share with us what that link is when we come back?
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe your prescription, recommendation, advice, and counsel as to what we should do in terms of how do we get to the end of this. We might not live to see the end of it, but in terms of preparedness.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's tomorrow. We're going to be talking about appliance repair with Kevin in Florida. That's hour number one. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about money-saving tips for homemakers with Kathy in Ohio. Kurt Wilson's with us, thearmchairsurvivalist.com. Kurt, we're talking about, is there a link between tattoos and homosexuality, and you said there is something else. What was that?
Yeah. Sailors have always had tattoos for 1,000 years.
Uh-huh.
It was just tradition. During the 60s, a lot of the hippies went to foreign nations like Bangladesh and India. And one of the things that was prevalent I don't know how to put this nicely in the lower forms of society in Asian countries is that the prostitutes, the whores, they would have tattoos, and it was a means of bragging of how good they are and how much money they could make. Well, just as enjoying that concept of artwork, it was brought back to the United States, and you would start seeing females going into these tattoo parlors in the U.S., and the tattoo artists there were, first, they didn't want to do any tattoos, and this is, we're talking in the 60s and, or in the 70s, they didn't want to do any tattoos on women at all because it was dishonorable. But then they started to realize that these women are just as bad prostitutes or whores as was overseas, so why not? So it started to become more acceptable. The tattoos basically explain the type of morals that person has. Now, yes, it's a double standard. Males can have all the tattoos they want, and they're not considered whores. Women do that, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. What they're doing is proclaiming their lack of morals. In fact, it even got to a point where a woman would have what's called a tramp stamp, which is a tattoo on a small of her back. If you wanted to know if she was a whore, if she has one of those, no ifs, ands, or buts. She has one. She is. So it's turned into an example of the lack of morals for females. Males, it's kind of different, but I'll also this society, the tattoo society, is the heavy drug society. The funny thing is that the building that Survival Enterprises is in right now used to be a tattoo parlor. And the first year we were in this building on Government Way, we have a side door. And we get knocks on the side door. And these women would show up there with tattoos all over and half their teeth missing because they're meth heads. And they'd want to know where the guy was, the tattoo guy was. And finally, I called up the sheriff's department and said, why the hell are we getting all of these crackheads? And they explained to us, well, that's what they are. Tattoo parlors are synonymous with drug dealers throughout the United States. And it's not really homosexual. Yes, they might get some, there might be some specialized tattoos to let you know that this guy is a switch hitter or this woman or whatever. But I don't know. I do know the other things that I
So, Kurt, what do we do?
What you do?
What do we do?
Most
Americans believe.
You're going to have
a
week.
Civil War.
Americans believe that they can survive, and we always have, no matter what it is. But you have to use some common sense. You have to be armed. You have to have plenty of ammunition. You have to be not just able to use your weapon, but willing to if you have to. So that comes in with morals. You lack morals, you become a dangerous person. You need to have food, and that's easy to do. I don't know. Do you have Winco where you are?
Do we have Winco?
Yeah.
Well, no.
The store. It's a store. You know, Sam's Club.
No, we do not.
Winco, Costco. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, Sam's Club, sure.
Okay. All right, so it's simple. You know, you buy beans, and you find out. Go on YouTube. It'll show you how to pack beans up. You know, Mylar bags. In a 5-gallon food-grade bucket, and oxygen absorbers, and boom, they're good for up to 25 years or something like that. Beans and rice, those are the basics, and you store them where it's cool, not humid, and where it's stabilized temperature. Like, don't store them in your garage. You want to store food. I mean, this is a whole show on the storing food thing. If you go to armchairsurvivalist.com on the left-hand side, there's a link that says Food Storage 101. It gives you some basics. But you can add anything to beans. You can add anything to rice. If you just have the basics there, I mean, you can go shoot a squirrel, chop it up, and add it to beans and rice, and you got protein, and you can survive. But it's a lot of common sense, and that you have to have your morals straight.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you. And get your garden and get your water preparations and how you're going to get water. Because I believe that we're going to have a long, hot summer. And I also believe that with that long, hot summer, there are going to be grid brownouts, blackouts, outages, refrigeration problems, which will escalate the violence. Any comments about that, Kurt, in the last five seconds?
Yeah, China is already...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.